Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. My name is Samantha Ernie, and today I will discuss the tides and tide pools of Kachemak Bay. Have you ever stayed at the beach for a while and noticed the water recede or come up further along the shore? These are called ocean tides. Many forces cause ocean tides, but the gravitational forces exerted on the Earth by the Moon and, to a lesser extent, by the Sun are the greatest. Different parts of the Earth face the Moon and its gravitational pull as the planet spins, causing the tides to cycle around the globe. The side of the Earth that is closer to the Moon at the time causes the water to be gravitationally pulled towards the Moon. When the highest part of this tidal bulge, known as the crest, reaches a coast, high tide is experienced. When the lowest part of the tidal bulge, or the trough, reaches a coast, low tide is experienced. Kachemak Bay is known for seeing some of the highest tidal fluctuations in the world. The average water level changes 15 feet between high and low tide. Tides are labeled as positive, neutral, or negative based on the average low tide levels. The lower the tide is, the more you will see. Websites of the NOAA or U.S. Harbors post tide level predictions throughout the months. Watch for minus tides when the tide drops below normal. As a tip, if looking for these low tides in Kachemak Bay through the NOAA site or in a physical tide book, you will look for the Seldovia District rather than Homer. These varying tides lead to some incredible tide pooling opportunities. Tide pools are formed in basins along rocky coasts filled with seawater as the tide recedes, while sandy and muddy shores offer wet areas for animals along non-rocky shores. You can find multiple invertebrates within these intertidal areas, such as sea stars, urchins, barnacles, clams, and more. All of these animals found in the intertidal are marine animals. They are adapted to be out of the water when the tide goes away, but it does not mean it is easy. To slow evaporation, organisms like sea stars and cucumbers have special adaptations, such as thick, tough, and slimy outer coverings. Other organisms, like mussels or barnacles, will cluster together to reduce individual exposure. Clams and barnacles also have hard shells like crabs for protection against being smashed on rocks by waves, and these also help seal in moisture while the animals are out of the water. As for plants, seaweed has a natural life vest called an air bladder that helps it float in the water to the surface for sunlight. Animals that cannot usually survive low tides, such as shrimp or fish, take refuge in these pools. Sandy shores allow creatures to bury themselves to stay cool and moist during low tide. Some recommended tide pooling areas around Kachemak Bay are Chinapoot Bay and Jackaloff Bay on the south side, or Bishop's Beach and Land's End on the Homer Spit on the north side. Speaking of tide pooling, join me as the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies hosts two community tide pooling events on April 9th and 10th. With some of the lowest tides of the year, around negative 5 feet, there will be plenty of creatures to find and see. These two events are open to the entire community and will take place behind the Pier 1 Theater at the Water Trail Pavilion on the Homer Spit. Many true stars, also known as mottled sea stars, cover the rocky area along with multiple other critters, so be ready to take pictures and explore. This is Samantha Ernie, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.